Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him aside, in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears. He spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up into heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He makes even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We're back. Well, y'all are back. I'm up here for the first time, but you're back. You're back from summer vacations, from visiting family and friends. You're back to school, back to the routine that fall brings. I'm back to being a full-time student in seminary from a year-long internship. We're back. Back together here at church, together again. And this gospel that we have is quite the passage to welcome us back. It's a story of a heated dispute between Jesus and a woman on the margins, of some light name calling, followed closely by the story of Jesus healing a man who was deaf at the request of the man's friends. It's a busy, perhaps confusing, and perhaps concerning story. What a welcome. So as I thought about this text and how it might relate to our Welcome Back Sunday theme today, as I moved through this past week going back to class and through one particular task of trying to obtain health insurance, I began to wonder if this passage wasn't the perfect text to welcome us back together here as God's people. Now, I've been scooting around the city of Chicago in a quest for Medicaid. Some of you may know what this quest is like. And I'll leave you all the details of what this has entailed, but this week, it led me to my neighborhood human services office. I pulled up, I walked into a room filled with people, and it was apparent that many of the people in that room were at their wits' end, myself included. And I walked up to a woman who looked exhausted, standing at a podium. and I told her I had a question about my application status. She gave me some insight on what to do next, but as I left, I passed a woman who was outside on the phone, crying and yelling, saying, why did you send me all the way down here to wait for 3 hours only to be told that no one could help me? Who is this office here to help? And this, friends, this snapshot of a human services office this week, I think teaches us something about the text that we encounter today. This woman who I passed, she was asking the question that I think the Syrophoenician woman that she's asking, and I think it echoes the question that the blind man's friends were asking. It's the question that's central to today's gospel. Who is this for? Who is Jesus for? Jesus is tired. He's been helping people and healing people. Much like anyone who's worked in the human services field, he knows something about compassion exhaustion. Anyone who works or volunteers in a job where it's your job to help and serve others knows that while it's truly gratifying, it also takes its toll on you. And so Jesus takes a break. He goes out of his assigned region into Gentile territory for some much-needed rest and recharge. But what he finds is that the word has already gotten out ahead of him. People know that he's there, and they've heard what he's capable of doing, so they find him. Specifically, we hear about this woman, a Syrophoenician who seeks out Jesus because her daughter is possessed, and she trusts that this Jesus is something different and can do something about it. Jesus, though, he responds with something that catches me, at least, as being something that's a bit un-Jesus-like. He and this woman go back and forth in a heated exchange. Jesus knows that he came here to serve God's chosen people of Israel. But what about the other folks that he encounters? Well, Jesus' first response is to name aloud the system that they're operating within. These are outsiders who society has deemed less important, likening them to dogs. And while it shocks me still to read this passage and encounter Jesus in this nasty name-calling, it also does something in me to hear Jesus acknowledge the system that they're operating in. He names it out loud. And in Lutheran theology, we believe that there is power in calling evil out for what it is. And perhaps that's what Jesus is doing here. He's naming the brokenness that has looked over this woman and her daughter. This brokenness and this system, it's the same brokenness that leads to Jesus' death. But this woman comes back with a testimony to who Jesus' ministry is for, reminding Jesus that even dogs get fed scraps from the table. And with that, Jesus sends her on her way, assuring her that her daughter has been healed. So Jesus, along with all of us, is reminded that his ministry spreads and spans the borders of even Galilee. His ministry is to testify to God's love that spans through and encompasses even the most unsuspecting of places that the world overlooks and even actively works against. I think what drove this woman to Jesus, what drove the deaf man's friends to Jesus, is a bold trust that Jesus would not only heal their sickness in that given moment, but also that God's power through Jesus was capable of overturning the systems that kept those folks from being fully accepted members of society in the first place. It was a defiant desperation that drew these people to Jesus. And what the Syrophoenician woman testifies to is as much a reminder for Jesus as it is for us that this Christ came to break down the barriers that separate Jew and Gentile, male and female, able and disabled. Whatever barriers we wish to build up, God's power breaks through those, bringing people together. It's the same barriers that keep folks waiting in line at the Medicaid office with no answers. In Christ, through this passage, we come to know something more about God's hospitality that spans borders. That's what we encounter today. So soon, we'll gather around this table, of which the crumbs that fall are more than enough to fuel us with grace to go out into the world to testify to this hospitality, to the welcome of God's love that we have received. And my prayer is that always among us, we have witnesses like the Syrophoenician woman who challenge us and who remind us of the scope of God's welcome, who remind us that this table and God's grace and love is for all of us. And that's the part of this gospel passage that I love the most. At the end, Jesus tells people to keep it down, to not tell anyone what he's done. But people can't help but testify to what they've seen. The message of God's love, it's not something that can be contained or held on to or kept down. They felt it deep in their bones, and it's radiating out into the world. So, welcome back. Are we ready to testify to this welcome together?